Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, October 2016. Brainwashing at Nimja Incorporated. Now this file will help you feel brainwashed. But why would you want to be brainwashed? Now for that, I'd like you to close your eyes and just listen, and I'll tell you a little story. I'll tell you a little story about Nimja Incorporated. See, there are a lot of services that Nimja Incorporated delivers, and one of them is brainwashing. See, there was even a marketing video about it. Do you have stains or smears of old memories on your mind? Do you suffer from lack of drive, focus, or libido? Are you bothered by boredom, depression, or maybe other negative feelings? Nimja Incorporated can help. Come to us for a light session of brainwashing and clean your mind of those negative influences. Polish up those positive thoughts and become a better person. See, this advertisement has been playing around your head for a while now. And you know that there's something much more than a simple, slight adjustment of who you are that you really desire. You remember the ad vividly. You remember vividly the voice that helped you feel that you wanted to be brainwashed. Because there is something inside of you telling you that you wanted to be brainwashed not just a little bit, but a lot. So what you did is you went to Nimja Incorporated. You went to one of their many offices and you requested a brainwashing session. Now, with these brainwashing sessions, you're required to fill in a questionnaire. What kind of brainwashing you want, what kind of features you want increased and decreased, what kind of thoughts you may want strengthened or weakened. So you fill in this questionnaire diligently. You take the time to think about everything that you want to change. And then you realize that you don't even know what you really want to change. That what you really want deep inside is for someone to tell you how to change. For someone to perfectly describe how you should become. That the thing you really need is to be brainwashed, not a little, but completely. Your perception changed, your thoughts morphed, your mind molded into the image of someone else's desires. That didn't seem to be an option on the form. But you did your best to fill it in. You did your best to answer the questions honestly. So, here you are, waiting. Here you are waiting in a waiting room after you've bared your soul to a strange corporation. Here you are, sitting bored, trying to keep your mind quiet, trying to not jump and run away from nerves, but in fact, almost enjoying the tension, the unknown, not knowing what's going to happen, not knowing what they'll say. Will they reject your application because it's too much? Will they embrace it and do things that you never thought were possible? Or something else entirely? And the thing is, while you sit there with your thoughts, you didn't even realize that your eyes had closed. You never even realize that you've been starting to slip away, wrapped in a spiral of your own thoughts, slowly going deeper and deeper. These desires inside of you to be controlled, to be changed, to feel your thoughts move in different directions with no noticeable change from your end. This sweet fantasy of being turned into someone else's desires and having no control over it. You've been slowly sinking away while you were even filling in the form. And what's really good is that you like not knowing what's going to happen. You like not knowing. While you're sitting there in the waiting room of Nimja Incorporated, what they're going to do. And you've decided with yourself that no matter what happens, you will accept it. No matter what will happen, you're going to go through with what they say. And your thoughts are interrupted by a voice that you know. Hello, I am Nimja. And as you almost shocked look up, you see the person from the ad. You're surprised. Apparently Nimja himself is meeting with you. Hello again. Nice to see you back. Well, you may not remember that you've been here before, but that is all according to plan. I see that you filled in your form perfectly. So, follow me. And you don't have a choice. You had already decided to do exactly what would happen. So you follow me. You follow me as I step through two sliding doors into a long corridor. And as you struggle to keep up, your mind still a little bit foggy, you follow and you listen. Now the thing is, what you desire is not strictly legal. And, of course, officially, we don't support full brainwashing. However, you seem to be quite a special case, and we've given you plenty of chance to turn back. So the fact that you're here, the fact that you're here again, shows me that you really are willing to go through with it. Now, I understand that you probably don't remember what we did, and you may not even remember what we're doing this time. So I'll explain to you some of the things that we do here. It may give some clarity, although it is just as possible that it will make you more confused, and that is okay. See, there are many ways to put someone through brainwashing. And there's a lot of classical ways with lots of bright flashing lights. By the way, is flashing lights a problem for you? Okay, good. Like I said, there are all kinds of ways to brainwash someone. There are several different ways to induce someone into a trance and making them receptive to brainwashing. For example, mixing sound is very effective Putting hidden, almost unnoticed layers into the background can be extremely efficient at putting someone down deep and making their mind completely open to programming. Another thing that we do is certain visuals. Flashing is not always used. A spiral is classic but surprisingly effective, but we have many, many others. And we even tailor them specifically to your desires, your favorite colors. See, the thing is, your likes and dislikes can be changed. Would you have expected of yourself to like this idea? To like the idea, to want to be brainwashed completely, to have your mind changed by me, to make you into the perfect slave. See, you wanted to have someone completely change you, to have someone use their desires and overlay them on your mind. But of course, we have to do this with informed consent. There will be one or two things that you'll have to sign, but before that, I need to tell you exactly what we're going to do to you. Now, what's really complicated is that even though I'll tell you what we're going to do, you might not fully understand it. That doesn't matter, because all I'm doing here is making it as legally binding as possible. Because when you're signing away your mind, it means that I get full control and full power over you. Because your body will follow your mind. And if your mind follows me like it's already doing, your body has no choice but to follow as well. Now, one of the stranger techniques we use here is voice modulation. See, you think that you're hearing my voice directly, and that we've been walking through this corridor for like 10 minutes already. But no corridor is that long, or is it? Have you been walking through a corridor? Or are you simply still sitting in the waiting room, headphones put on your ears, your eyes finally closed, and you're listening to my voice in a recording with layers of sound sneakily flowing into your subconscious between my words? And the silence between my words isn't real silence. There is sound there that your conscious mind cannot hear. And the longer I stay quiet, the better your subconscious listens to me. Well, that seems kind of contradictory, doesn't it? But then again, contradictions are your conscious mind. Your subconscious can easily unwrap all these confusions into a perfect tapestry of obedience. And that is exactly what you're going to do. All these hidden words, all this common communication is being weaved in your subconscious into a perfect, obedient shape. And while you're dreaming away in the waiting room, you are suddenly interrupted by a voice. Hello, I am Nimcha. And by surprise, you suddenly feel yourself as if you're falling, as if your whole mind is falling away. The owner of Nimcha Incorporated is talking to you directly, to you? Why?
You like to obey.
It would you fill in on the forms really seem so special?
It feels so good.
That would you request?
No choice. Deeper and deeper.
No, that's not possible. And there are words in the shadows, words in the silences, words in the background, whispers that tell you to obey. You're still walking in a corridor, metallic, shiny. The floor is sort of dull gray, the lighting just pale. The corridor seems endless. You don't really remember when you got up and started walking into it. You still hear me talking to you about what we're going to do, how we're going to tie you down into a chair, force you to look at flashing lights, headphones on your head, unable to change anything about the situation. And you have flashes of memories of this already happening or having happened. Your mind is no longer certain. You seem to recall moments of being programmed, my voice going over and over again through your head, deeper and deeper, further and further. And you vaguely recall sitting in a waiting room, looking at an advertisement, listening, obeying, knowing deep inside what you must do. Maybe it wasn't your idea ever. Maybe all of this was just a hidden layer in the advertisement that pulled you in. Maybe all of this is just because your mind had to obey. But because you had to obey, did it ever mean that you didn't want to? You've always wanted to obey, haven't you? You've always wanted to be programmed, to be changed, your mind reshapen, your thoughts morphed, molded, changed. And there is a destination. There must be an end to the corridor, but you can't see it. All you see in the distance is just a hazy light, and you don't even dare glance behind. You no longer want to know what thoughts and what mannerisms you've left far behind. You vaguely remember something about eating healthy, being sportive, feeling that your body is able to serve. You remember something vaguely about sitting in a waiting room looking up at Nimja, at me, feeling overwhelmed, feeling so small, this powerful person, this owner of Nimja Incorporated, this creator of such strange and dangerous things is talking to you personally. Making you personally into his desires. And of course, most of these things are no surprise, because you've heard them before. You've heard them so many times, and you have no idea if this is the first time you're walking through this corridor, or the 100th, maybe even more. There is a simple question, a simple truth. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? And this this isn't the first time you've given those answers. You obey me completely. And there's no longer a choice. You've given up that choice long ago. You don't remember giving it up. You don't even remember coming here. You no longer know what the waiting room looks like. All you know is that you listen. Follow me. You stand up, taking the headphones off with headphones, rising up from a chair that you don't remember sitting in. The screens in front of you, dull and off. They must have been on at some point. Your memory seems to be shattered, fractured. Your perception seems to be wavering. You're still walking through a long corridor, or again, or for the first time. You're no longer sure. There was a comfortable chair, your wrists tied up, your ankles strapped in, your eyes forced to watch several screens in front of you. You couldn't look away, reflective surfaces making sure that you always, always saw something. Headphones that played that familiar sound with my voice. Pauses. Silence that wasn't silence. Programming. Brainwashing. Complete control. And you're walking through the corridor behind Nimja. You're walking through the corridor behind me, and suddenly I turn around, I raise my hand, and tell you to drop. And your mind instantly goes blank. You must obey. And when I ask the question, what must you do? You know the answer, and the answer is obey. It was never your choice to come here, you know. You have been controlled from the very beginning. And I can tell this to you because you won't believe me. Deep inside, you are completely convinced that you want to be here. Deep inside, you are completely convinced that this is all your choice. See, that is the real danger, the real beauty of brainwashing. But you know that, don't you? Because this was your choice after all. Or was it? But that's okay. I know you like the chair. I know you like all the other things we did. The shackles, the teasing, the training, the controlling. You're not ready yet. Oh, but you will be. You'll come back, won't you? You'll come back again and again thinking it's your first time, that it's your idea. And you will remember this as a dream, as something you want to do, as something you'd like to do. Do you have stains or smears of old memories on your mind? You can forget them. You can let them go. All those bad feelings you can let go. All you have to do is obey. Now, of course, the real evil moment is when I wake you, because that's when the confusion really starts. Did something happen, or did nothing happen? Did time pass, or did no time pass at all? Well, you'll find that out the hard way, won't you? But I'm glad for your visit. It's nice to see a new face around here. This was your first time after all, wasn't it? Now I've told you exactly what we're going to do. And like I said, your mind may have had some trouble figuring it all out. But don't worry, all the puzzle pieces are there. All the pieces are there, even if you can't quite remember. But if you can't quite remember, it means that something good must be happening, doesn't it? And even if you do remember, you'll remember what to do, won't you? So let's just make sure that you do remember. What must you do? Exactly. And you obey me completely. Anyway, we're done. You're at the exit. See, if you go through this door, you'll find yourself outside, and everything is fine. And if you're wondering when we'll start programming you, it's already over. You can check the time after you wake. It's about half an hour later. So, all I'm going to do is count back up. And you won't even be at the headquarters anymore. You won't even be at an office. You'll simply be at home, wondering if you've just watched one of those advertisements. Nimja Incorporated. Brainwashing you for a cleaner mind. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wake. And glad to be of service.